before Paul early, and this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, indeed, it's early. It's a wintry spring day. Not quite officially a spring day, though. That starts with the spring equinox on March 21, but nevertheless, winter roaring into March like a fierce lion, that's for sure. Lots of snow coming later today. No snow day, though, for the kids, right? Tomorrow, Saturday, obviously. None of that going on. Won't need to flush the ice cubes down the toilet. How's that go, Kristen?
Yeah, that's right.
There's other things, too, right?
Lots of things. Yeah. My house is filled with them right now. There's ice cubes in the... Well, they're hoping for a snow day today.
Oh, today, but it's
not happening.
Not
happening. No, the ice cubes in the toilet, the PJs turned inside out, the spoon under the pillow, the white crayon on the window ledge.
Oh, boy. That's a new one. The white crayon on the window ledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that was just added, I think, for extra.
I think that's worth at least 2 or 3 inches.
Well, I would hope so. They work so hard.
Right? Okay. All right, listen, a couple things to cover in this segment of our show. Dictionary.com has added more than 300 words and over 1,000 new and revised definitions to its official dictionary listings. I know you guys had a chance to review. I picked out a couple, but if one of you jump in first, anything interesting that you see in this new list?
Wait, first of all, I want to know, does anybody know why they pick certain words? Like, how does a certain word get nominated?
I think it's the use of the word, right? A lot of people are on top of mind right now.
That's exactly right.
And if they use it in the same way.
Right.
Like if everybody's saying the word and the meaning in the same way, right? Yeah.
Right. It's if it's kind of enters the common culture, if it's used a lot during that given year, you know, et cetera, those kinds of things. And then there's obviously a panel, a jury, if you will, at dictionary.com. There's other dictionaries as well. But in this case, you know, they're going through the common culture and finding words that have entered common usage over the recent year and they get added. I think there's got to be an element of staying power too. They can't just be a novelty.
Right.
It's got to be a word that's here to stay.
Right.
Okay. So with all that, right. I'm glad you made mention of that, Kristen, and had us qualify that.
Yeah.
Anything jump out at you? I'll start. This word, I have to tell you, I've never used this word, nor I don't believe I've ever heard it, but it made its way to the dictionary. I don't know if that says something about the word or about me. I don't know.
Not what
or about
I think
society.
It is.
But look, here's one for you. Cakeism. That's right. Cakeism. C-A-K-E-I-S-M. A false belief that one can enjoy the benefits of two choices that are in fact mutually exclusive or have it both ways. I have to tell you, I've not used that word. Have you?
No.
Wow. Nope. But now I'm gonna mark it down because I'd like you to use it in a sentence
cake-ism.
At some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bedwetting made its way. Okay, let's set that one aside. Sticking with cakeism for a second. It's interesting. Again, let's just ask ourselves, really, this word made its way into the dictionary, cleared the qualifications of making its way into society, being used often enough to make it to the dictionary. And here, none of the three of us have ever heard of it or ever used it.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll get back. I'm going to be listening for it now.
Okay.
How about nearly wed?
Nearly wed.
A nearly wed.
Wed. N E A R L Y W E D.
Nearly
wed.
Yep. A person who lives with another in a life partnership, sometimes engaged with no planned wedding date, and sometimes with no intention of ever marrying. A nearly wed.
Hmm. Interesting.
And this one I actually have heard. Petfluencer, like an influencer, but a petfluencer. It's a person who gains a large following on social media by posting entertaining images or videos of their cat, dog, or other pet.
Huh. I got this one for you. I like this one. Super Dodger.
Oh.
Super Dodger. I kind of like that word.
Okay.
Anyone who, for unverified reasons, remains uninfected or asymptomatic, even after repeated exposure to various contagious viruses. You're That's a super me. Dodger.
I am a super Dodger.
Yeah.
I like that word.
Super Dodger, I do too.
Yeah.
We're going to use that one. A couple more. Rage farming, the tactic of intentionally provoking political opponents, typically by posting inflammatory content, etc. And the last one, Friday Eve.
Friday Eve.
Friday Eve, yay.
Crediting Ann Thomas.
It says it right in the dictionary.
It does. At dictionary.com. And there
Thank
we
you.
Go.
Thank you very much.
Yes. No doubt, Ann, you've influenced the culture, at least as far as the WJR signal reaches.
I love it. Good morning. Yeah. Good morning, Jeff and Mark and Kristen. This morning, of course, we will be watching this winter storm coming our way. But we have also been watching this story of Antoine Davis, the UD Mercy basketball player, trying to beat Pete Maravich's record. And I now bring in my big-time sports analyst, Sean Boligian. Sean, he fell short.
Tried so hard. Boy, the effort there at the end of the game to try to get him the ball. Tremendous accomplishment, tremendous career, but it falls just short in knocking off the legend that was Pistol Pete Maravich. Now, as we were talking about before the show started, technically there's a chance for him to get one more game if they are selected to go to the NIT or the CBI. But the likelihood of that happening because of their overall season record is very, very low. So
how many points short?
Three points. Three points.
That is across a career. Can you imagine 3 points short?
Incredible.
I feel so horrible for him.
We need to push for one more game, guys.
One more game.
He needs one more game.
Well, he was up against a good one, Pistol Pete, eh? Sean?
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
The best. Yeah, yeah. So
pure incredible. Shooter, but incredible career for the young man.
Yeah, indeed. To be celebrated for sure. Another great feather in the cap of a young man right here in Detroit. We wish him all the best. Hey, Sean, just curious, do you think he's headed for further things beyond this college career?
I think there's a real good chance he ends up in a G League and people will see if they can refine his game and he can become an NBAer.
All right, great. Well, we'll be looking forward to hearing more from you about this and so much more coming up right here on WJR. Next, the Paul W. Show. Stick with us.